Our scripture reading this morning, the gospel reading, comes from the Gospel of St. Matthew. And in this passage, we're introduced to the person of John the Baptist and his ministry of preparing the way for Jesus. Advent is a time of preparation, and the image of John the Baptist offers us some insightful challenges into how we're spending our own Advent this year. The first part of John's preaching calls on the crowds to repent, And the word repent comes from the Greek word metanoia, and it literally means to rethink. Rethink or to change your mind. Change your mind or rethink is what that means, repent. And John preaches this message because our actions stem from our thoughts. So if we want to change our lives, we have to change our thinking first. And so the call to repent is an invitation to see things from God's perspective and to take on the mind of Christ, as St. Paul says in 1 Corinthians. Being a disciple, then, is not a matter of following rules and regulations or just external observances. Rather, it's a matter of living in deep communion with God and expressing that communion by the way we act. And that is why repentance, rethinking, is a good thing. You know, there's a similarity between repentance and conversion, but there's a big difference also. Conversion means to turn towards. It's from a Latin word. Conversion, to turn towards. It means to turn towards what? To turn towards Jesus, turn towards the Lord. And it occurs in a person's life when they decide, by the grace of God, to redirect their lives towards God. These moments have to do with a realization of God's presence, God's love, God's forgiveness. And so conversion occurs when we willingly refocus our lives on God. That's a conversion. Repentance, on the other hand, is an ongoing process. It never ends. Repentance is the process of progressing in closeness to God through a life that is conformed to the gospel more and more as we grow deeper in our relationship with Jesus. The teachings of Jesus in our Lord's way are meant to inspire us so that we will follow him wherever he leads us. Now, most people think of the term repentance as something in a penitential sense, something we do during Lent. You know, it involves actions of self-denial, self-mortification, amendment of life, and so forth. And those are all good things, but that's not repentance. Repentance involves these things as well as other spiritual practices, and it's a much more positive process because its ultimate goal is to bring us into deeper communion with the Lord, both in how we think and in how we act. And so on this second Sunday of Advent, I want you to ask yourself this. What values and priorities bring you closer to God? And what values and priorities lead you away from God? And that's the big question.